back to ourselves. We're at the same time in the Sechta Ksuba, Safayin Beis, but this leads us in many ways to the Sechta Bracha, Safayin Dalet, and the Rambam Shita, and various practical ramifications of the Rambam. He said a big Kiddush on last week that the word Gufa, called Gufa Isha Erev, which is found in the Rambam, that perhaps it means the torso. And the Diyan Alashin is very nice, because the Kesef Mishnah is the one who said, Kesef Mishnah said that whenever the Rambam uses the word Megula, that implies it's supposed to be Mechusa. And Hoya Megula Tepach, Megufa, La Yukra Kenegda, so we understood it to mean the extremities. Because that's, here it depends upon whether it's normally Mechusa or not. But in the first part, Bechol Gufa Yisha Erva, the Fichol La Yistakla, Begufa Yisha Shikukore, Filavishto, there he didn't say anything, didn't use the word Megula. Why should he use the word Megula? Use the word Megula. So if you hold, like the Rabbeinu Manoach, then all bets are off. If you hold that that way, so then should he use the word Megula there too? If the answer is no, we suggest that the Gufa Yisha proper, even if in that part of the community it's not normally covered, it doesn't make a difference. It's also anyway. That's what we had suggested as a Chiddush. And this, of course, leads to certain very practical ramifications, halacha lemaisa. One of them would be as follows. We had mentioned to you so that the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma, let's put it on the board, the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma only says things which are limited to Kriyashma. Something which is prohibited all the time, why mention in Hilchos Kriyashma? You already had in Hilchos Yisurit Bia. So whatever is in Hilchos Kriyashma, we have to assume, does not constitute a problem beyond Kriyashma. That's a little bit. We looked at it very carefully. Chazer it again. Here we go. Let's read it again one more time. Just one line fundamentally. B'chol gufa isha erevo. B'ficha v'lo yistakal b'gufa isha k'shukari v'afilu ishto. V'im hayamagula tefach v'gufa lika connected. So the Kesef Mishnah, remember, made a big deal. It's only referring to parts of the body that are covered. Why? How do you know? Because he says, he uses the word Megula. Megula means Shema Menot, Tzotzi Mechusa. That's only in the second part. So we're interpreting, although frankly, it's a little bit difficult. The word Megufa here doesn't mean the same as the word it's called Guf. Because Megufa means beyond the torso itself, means the extremes. The extremities are the, what we call the arms and legs, what's called Zro and Shok, etc. There, it's supposed to be Mechusa. So Megula Tefach, it's a problem. Here in the Reisha, never use the word Megula. Right? Because even if it's not normally covered, it's a problem. And more than that, he didn't use the word Tefach either. It seems to me that what's the idea of a woman having to cover her body? Where does it come from? We call it the Midah Tznius. Right? But beyond the Midah Tznius, where else does it come from? What's the soul of this obligation on the part of the woman? Where does it come from? Why? Let's take a look here at what Ramosha has to say about this. Again, it's about whether she's allowed to leave part of her hair uncovered. We're not up to that yet. A big fight, a big tumult. Ramosha has which not everybody agrees. As we read there last time, it's Mafkia, the Kiddush of Moshe. There's one line I'm trying to find somewhere. No, I missed it. The Kitzur Nimitz, in this tshuva, where Moshe writes that the reason why a woman is required to cover parts of her body is simply because, you know, men shouldn't be looking there. That's the nature of the obligation upon the woman. Okay? So the question that becomes, what about less than the tefach? You get an impression if the what the Rambam say? I'm not finding what I'm After Yatsu Mishama Tefach Yoser. But then you have the face as well. So what assers, what forces her to be mechaser? The answer is that someone else is not allowed to look there even without kavon. That's what Moshe's whole mahalach. That's what Moshe's mahalach over here in this paragraph. That's a big yisod. That's what he's saying. The obligation to cover comes from the fact that a man is not allowed to look there even without kavon. There's not allowed to look with kavon. You have to cover your face. We don't have such an obligation. That's what Moshe's brought over here in Chelik Aleph Siman and Ches and Evan Ha'ezer. I go back to Chos Krishna. Yes, Rafi.
Is that for things that we would consider both objective and subjective paragraph?
Yes, I believe. That in both cases, that would be the nature of the violation, seems to me. I'm not sure, but that's what it seems to me, at least initially. Let's go back to the Rambam. So if the Rambam says over here, in Halacha Tezayin, V'chol guf ha'isha erva, V'ficha lo yistakal v'guf ha'isha k'shukori afilu ishto. This is the Kriyashma, right? V'mhoya megula tevach megufa lo yikrit k'negda. Okay? This is the Nichus Kriyashma. We suggested Lika connect the means even if he's not mistaka. It's like Ramos that possibly, again, it's a machlok and a hapolskin. Was all one run on sentence? Lo yistaka, Lika connect, maybe the two. Lo yistaka means with to look. If you close your eyes, it's good enough. Why? Less than a tefach. Right? That's here's a his tefach. This is less than a tefach. So less than a tefach. Can't look. You can close your eyes. Because it's not an ever, less than a tefach. Here, a tefach, then you have to turn around. Then you have to close your eyes. That's the way we're suggesting. Now on this basis, the question would be, what about less than a tefach, which is not during the time of Kriya Shema? So what's he doing over here? He's saying Lo yistakel beguf ha'isha k'shukori afilu ishto means even less than a tefach, right? And that's a Kriya Shema problem. It's a Kriya Shema problem. So it could be it's not a problem shelo b'shas Kriya Shema, possibly. We're not exactly sure. We don't know. It's hard to say whether that's true or not true. Maybe that's only a case of. This case, here he says explicitly, Begula Tefach, you could connect it. This is what he's saying, it means in the arms and the legs. Tefach, less than a Tefach, right? So there's no use of the crook connector. And if it's possible that the woman is not required to cover it, so that there's a certain, let's say the typical individual it covers to a certain point over here. And this other lady is a little bit more, and she reveals less than a tefach above that line. Could be it's not a violation. It's possible. As opposed to the first half, the chaguf isha erva, there the word tefach has not found nothing, so therefore maybe it's prohibited to expose anything. As we said before, that the guf starts from here. We'll get to the specific details. They say, I don't leave a tefach exposed, less than a tefach. Not necessarily. Could be his only dispensation with respect to whatever line there is on the arms and legs. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, maybe you discussed this and I missed it, but it seems like the Rambam was saying Kol Guf Ha'isha Erva when she's not Megula.
You mean Rabbi Nemanov's job? Rabbi Nemanov says everything. Your hands, your feet, everything. Everything's there.
Even if it's.
Everything. The fingers, everything's there.
But the Rambam is saying kol guf ha'isha erva l'pikach, like doesn't yistakel mean kind of more, like not just like really actively looking?
Yes, actively looking.
So, but the Rambam doesn't mention anything about her being megula in that sentence.
So he says, you're learning about Beit HaManoach. Beit HaManoach was, you can't look at a woman, even her face, even her hands. Beit HaManoach says so,
but that's talking about when it's
Megula.
Right?
Well, he doesn't use the word Megula.
Beit HaManoach saying you can't look at the woman's fingers?
That's correct.
Even if she's wearing a glove?
No!
Exactly.
No.
Right.
She's wearing a glove, you're looking at her fingers, looking at her glove.
Well, so, but when the Rambam says kol guf yisha erba l'pikach lo yistakvel b'guf yisha k'shu kore, it could mean even if she's wearing clothes, right?
Whoa, a new chumra. I thought Rabbi Menoch was the top chumra in the world. No, Rafi Thompson. Rafi Thompson. But even chumra is still not allowed. Rafi, I must tell you that, you are really...
But there's a difference between lo yistakvel b'guf yisha. Let's say we understand the goofy issue, like you were saying, to mean like the torso.
That's my shot. That's
she doesn't look at her torso, even if she's wearing...
Clothes. That's, you're really ahead of me. That's a chumra which I don't... I never even entered my mind to chumra.
But that's what I'm saying, because yistako means more...
Well, yistako does not mean...
Then it makes sense afterwards why he says...
Here's Rabbi's strat. Rabbi's strat is Vimhoya Magula means from now on in it's uncovered. Until now. Even if it's covered. Gufa Isha means even if she's wearing a dress. Wow.
If she's wearing a dress, lo yistakvel b'gufa Isha.
I hear what you're saying. I have to add it to the list of pshatim, which is the biggest chumra in the world. that even she's dressed. Wow. I'm going to a wedding today. So it's going to be mixed seating and you hold like Rafi. And the woman can be dressed completely, mamash, serious, 100%. I can't bench.
So,
good for Isha.
You can't be mistakled.
I mean, mistakled.
That's different than, right? It's very different than saying, well, you can connect them, and then you have to turn completely around.
No, that's I understand. But you're saying a chiddush neira, that the word, until you get to the word Megula, even if it's covered. That to me, the why. Okay, I have to make a note of that. I thought I'm being, okay. I thought I'm being machmir. I can't light a candle to Rafi. I gotta find out if anyone learns this shot. I'm looking the Rambam in the Sefer Mafteach. I don't have it in front of me. I look up the back of it. Maybe someone holds a graph. I haven't seen it. Yes.
In practice, regarding like whoever says that the fingers are erba.
Rabbeinu Noach.
Yeah, he's saying that like they have to be wearing gloves all the time.
No, no, Chas Shalom. Hichos Krishma. No, Chalila.
Oh, just
it's only by Krishma. No, it's all Hichos Krishma.
Okay.
Chas Shalom. No, come on. You're wearing a burqa and gloves. No one requires it to be like Lawrence of Arabia. You can't be checking your eyes and show me. No one says that. My knowledge, I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. But I don't know if anybody holds like Rafi. I don't know if holds like you. These are chumas I never heard of.
I don't hold like that.
Okay, I just want to know. Very good. But you come out. It should come out, Rabosai. Lo yistaka means bisman kriyishma. Right? And if it's not bisman kriyishma, it sounds like it's mutter. Why? Because we're talking about less than a tefach. Get an impression. At least stock. I'm not discussing the stakal shem snus. Chas for sure. Shem snus. Forget about it. I'm not discussing the stakal shem hanoh. And spektad is also. But there's a third level of mistaka. Not the shem snus. Not the shem hanoh. Like you look at your professor when she gives you a class. You're looking to see what you know. You want to know what she has to say, right? That's the stock of not shame's notes, not shame on no, just to see what she has to say, right? That kind of a stock to get an impression from this Rambam is also b'shman kriyishma, even less than the tefach we're suggesting, implying that if not b'shman kriyishma, it would be permissible. And I'm saying this leniency is limited according to my interpretation to the extremities, as we say, where if there's a line. And she goes a little bit past that line, maybe it wouldn't be a prohibition beyond Kriyat Shema. But as far as Gufa Isha, as we're suggesting, again, it's a problem of Kriyat Shema. But it may not be a problem. I have to go into this a little bit more carefully. If it would exist in such a head, that maybe it wouldn't, maybe it would. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yes, Rav.
So, can you repeat what you think the Im Hayim Megula Tefach is referring to?
Yes. I understood Tefach as referring to the parts of the body which are not gufa isha proper, the torso. There, based on the case of Mishnah's diuk, I would say that applies no matter what the minig is. Even the minig is that they all go that way, it's still a problem. But the last line, Shemahoya Megula Tefach, for the case of Mishnah, asks, why do I use the word Megula? Because it means it's supposed to be Mechusim, that the average person in that community is Mechasid. And then here, by this woman, happens to be Megula, and it's a Tefach, then it's a problem, Leika Connecta. But in the first half of the Rambam, he doesn't use the word Megula, not because he means it's covered with a dress. No, it's not covered. But even if all the women in town don't cover it, it's a problem anyway. That's how I want them to read the Rambam. You're reading the Rambam.
There's a difference. So the first part and second part is the difference between whether it's...
What's the minig? Again, let's review, since Rafi, we'll read the case of Mishnah one more time. Chazara. As a Mishnah is Gensha Ben Manoach. Nobody says. Mashakosa the Mhoya Magula Tava Megufa Hainu Dafka Mimoka Mechusa Shaba Felicia the Magula Dayakoki. You with me? The Rambam said the word Magula, Tisha, normally it's Mechusa. But in the first step, he never used the word Magula. So you learn it means it's covered. Ah, that's a Chumash and Yichon Lamabah. I think it means it's referring to the body itself, and the body itself is the problem, even if it's not typically Mechusa in that particular town. That's how I'm saying, based upon the case of Mishnah. Your upshot never occurred to me, I'll be honest with you. But this is go back to the Rambam. Okay. Let's make a number of other comments about this. Another other comments. But the comments I want to talk about are found in the Shulchan Aruch. And we'll take a look at the Shulchan, since we're all familiar with the Shulchan Aruch, with the Mishnah Berurah. We'll go there. We'll go straight to Mishnah Berurah. Siman Ayin He is where matters are discussed. Okay? Let's start with Shivkot and Ches. We saw about this last week. The Divi Rosh, Ramah Beis, you saw the Rosh last week, who seemed, according to some, to say, even a woman can't say Shema opposite another woman. Aber Rashba Cholik Azeh, V'chihech Edim Atzma Yecholah Likos Shiaruma, as we pointed out, Alma Ein Begili Kol Gufa Mishum La'yir B'chayav Azavah, Ela La Anashim. So if a woman is another woman who's not dressed, as long as the Erev itself is covered, she's sitting down, not a problem. Anosh is Mishum Hirur. It's a Hirur issue. Afi Shacheres, Muteras, Tikot, Asmal, Neglek, Shiarum. What's the difference? Vachronim, Askim, and Marasha, Adatim, Gamma Rosh, Modem is that. That the Ramah and others misunderstood the Rosh. He never meant anything by this. What are they fighting about? I'll tell you what they're fighting about. If the Rosh should be taken the way the Ramah understands him, he means that the Guf for Isha is Erev Mamish. Take it to Pshuto. Guf for Isha's Erva. Just as a woman can't say Shema when her own Erva or someone else's Erva literally is exposed. So if called Guf for Isha Erva, so it apply to a different woman, her body is also a problem, not just the Makam Erva. This seems to be a Chiddush Nifla. Most poskim seem to say that it's not that way. The Mishnah Rapasan is against this. This Rambam, because the Rashba is right, or the Rosh never meant it. So then, what does it mean? Gufish is not an Arab. Don't take it literally. The Shal of Hirur. The question becomes: if it's a Shal of Hirur, what we should say? Closing your eyes should help. What's about Mishnah Berurah, right? Mishnah Berurah writes over here. Well, if you ma should be Arab, it's come on Sivvo, b'shem Achronim. The neged erev mamish osra filu ba'otzen eno v'chiyach zirponov. That's how we pass it against the mechaber. Who adin b'zeh? Whoa! He's treating the gufa isha as an erev mamish. Closing your eyes won't help. Yesh matirin b'zeh imudnisim b'leus klai. Some say it's okay to close your eyes here, even if you can't. If she's naked, if he or she is naked mamish, closing your eyes won't help against the mechaber sivov. Here it's only the Gufa Isha, not the Erev Mamish, it's only Yitzhak here, including Ashura. So here, the Mishnah Berurah is a bit equivocal. It's better to be Machmer, but you can be making in a pinch. According to what he said before, Rav Osai, in the name of the Rajbo, maybe the Rosh never disagreed. Gufa Isha should not be taken literally. It's only a question of a man having hero, a woman has no problem. So there should be mutter over here to close your eyes. That's issue number one. And there's another issue which depends upon this, if you ask me. And that is, okay. Okay, let's go to the links. Bir Halacha. There's a Bir Halacha here too. Should I ask you to see? Look at this one now. Teva Magula, I am the Shulchan Shlomo. Shekosev, the Shirzeh, Shaykh, I feel the Biktana, Ibaz Gimel Ve'elach, she reeled a beer. Whoa. A 3-year-old girl. And my father, Shtib, was a big talk about this a long time ago. I walked in with this 3-year-old kid with a sleeveless summertime, hot summer. So how old is she? Three? Three. Come on. And they had to throw out of the shtibul because they couldn't have Chazanish's make of the shaykh. Come on, 3-year-old, the hero, the guy's nuts. So it's not a problem. I think it's the same shaykh. If you learn that the Gufa Isha is an Arab of Mamish, it doesn't matter. It's 3 years old, it's no good. I thought all of these 3 shaykhs would be the one and the same shaykh. Let's chazer again. Whether a woman's body is a problem for another woman, whether it's a problem for a 3-year-old, and whether closing your eyes will help. I think all three should depend on the same fundamental question. If you take it, Tefa Bisharva, literally, then it should be Machmer in all three. Machmer is a 3-year-old. Machmer closing your eyes. And Machmer, woman to woman. If you want to say it's not a real Erev, it's only a question of Hiru, should be make a 3-year-old, make a close your eyes, and make a woman to woman. Kane really needs to throw up Shuta. That's what I think. However, since the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha is machmir by the 3-year-old, and he wants to be machmir, unless it's in a pinch, closing your eyes, let's say the following kiddush. That the Gufa Isha is an Erev. So he's machmir for a 3-year-old, and it shouldn't rely on closing your eyes if you can avoid it. Except of the following lumdish definition. The Gufa Isha is an Erev for a man, not for a woman. A little bit of a. Okay. And no alternative but to say it. In that fashion, I'll see another way out of this one. Rabosai, let us now turn our attention back to the Sefta Ksubis. Yes, Rob. Yes, yes.
You anyway sort of have to say something like that because for Anisha, for her own Erba, that's definitely not a problem.
So not a problem because she's, but it is a problem. The Erba, I mean, her own body's not a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
The herb alone is not
she's not looking at herself, she's looking straight out. That's not 100% right. Yes, Rob.
So, going back to that Rambam.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious, what makes more sense that we should be more Machmir? The things that are, like, the Gufa Isha, which is, he says, it's Erva, and that's something that, what, objective Erva, whether it's normal?
That's how I understood it. Object,
right?
Correct.
Or what are the things that are more subjective?
That's the second half, according to my understanding.
So what makes more sense? I'm just curious what makes more sense to be more machmir about. The things that are objective erva that are kind of just have the halachic status of an erva?
Yes.
Or the things that are more, you know...
Subjective,
which are time-based and...
Place-based,
you know,
correct.
Which would make more sense with the way Rav Moshe says that. If Rav Moshe has the basis of the thing is that men shouldn't be looking there,
right?
Then it seems like we should be more worried about the subjective part.
Maybe. I don't want to comment which one should be more. We should worry about both. It's not being comment which is more worried, less worried. Yes, Lisa.
Based on Rabbi's Pshat, that Guf in the Rambam means torso.
Right.
And now we're learning the end, Bim Hai Magula. Is talking about the extremities. So
because why do I say that? Because the Kesef Mishnah says the Mahaya Magula means it's normally Mechusa. So there's a subjectivity, it depends on the time and the place. That's how I understood it. Whereas in the Reisha, the Rambam used the word Megula, not like Rafi, that means he means she's wearing a dress.
Right.
It means to tell you that even if everyone in the world is uncovering, it's still a problem. That's so why I understand.
So then when Rambam says, when Hayim Megula tapat Megufa,
yeah,
so
that's a little problem. Right, I admit to the problem with my shot. He should have said, me draw of a shulk or something like that.
And may not say it at all.
Right, right. So I'm going to study that. I admit there's a bit of a dochak. Yes, I'm.
Does the Rambam ever discuss the status of a woman in front of another woman for creation?
No.
Could it be that he's discussing it here?
This is it? I don't know. It sounds like he's talking to men.
Risha is referring to men in front of Avila Ishtaran. He's talking, even your wife, if she's in front of.
I don't know. It's Lashon Yach, it's Lashon Zachar, Yikra.
Right.
But of course, I'm assuming. Yes?
Would the 3-year-old girl who's living next to the stress and shul, so the Chazon Ish is equal to him, the Bir Halacha is Machmir with that?
Right, Chazon Ish. Right. Let's go back to Ksubis. We'll start with the Rosh Siman Tes, the Chazar again. Perek Zion Siman Tes of the Rosh. Comment of the Rosh that we saw is the very top of Siman Tes. We explain that Das Moshe, what's Das Moshe? Hayo Verasal Das Moshe Yudis Ein Lepsuv Ha'ane V'dava Shimach Shiloso Ki Ha'anach Nemas Nisim V'chayotze Ben Hechiloso Chelev Odam V'derzer Yen Chavos Shubonov Alo Hoyso Veras B'shar Averas Kon Shehi Atzma Ochlo Dvar Yisir Lo Yifsid Ha'ksuv Oso Hay Das Yudis, that's a different verb. Das Yehudis v'shem chatzifusa v'shem chashad znus v'tem afsada. Because if she's mezana chatz v'shalom, she loses her ksuba like a sultan. So every time she has kind of chutzpah, it's a chashad znus, and if it's machshadish the sultan. Rabosai, I'm asking the following question. Perua Rosh v'shuk. I'm asking the following question, go to the Rosh. Is it Das Moshe or is it not Das Moshe? The woman walks with her head exposed completely in the marketplace. The worst avera of Kriyas Rosh. Is it, will you call it Das Moshe? Yes or no? So one word answer. Yes or no, according to the Rosh, is she goes in the street with no hair covering, is it Das Moshe? Yes or no?
Either way,
no. No. I think the correct answer is no. Why not?
Because it's not
Machshel. Yeah, it's not Machshel him. Not Machshel him. Not much them at all. The Gemara has the Kasher of Moses. Go back to the Gemara. One hand on the Rosh, Rabosa. One hand on the Rosh. Go back to the Gemara. That Ayin Beis Amanal. The last line of Ayin Beis Amanal. We've been here a few times already. Says the Gemara, Rosha Perua Doraisahi Dixiru Poras Rosha Isha Vitanad Rebbe Shmuel Zahorah Nos Rosh Yerta Poras Rosh. Zok Rashi, va'amai lo kori lo Das Moshe. Should be Das Moshe. According to the Rashi, it's not true. That's not the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is very simple. The Gemara's Kasha is, if it's Doraisa, you shouldn't call it Das Yehudis. Why? As Rashi said in the Mishnah, Das Yehudis, Shinogam Nos Yisrael, Afal Gav Delo Ksiva. So since this is Ksiva, you can't call it Das Yehudis. Is it Das Moshe? Also not. Not Das Moshe. It's not Das Yehudis. It's a kind of a Das Yehudis plus, if you will. Because Das Yehudis is what? It's something which is not Tziva. Here, if you will, it's a Das Yehudis, which is Tziva, but not a Das Moshe. Everyone follow me? It's a very important, you saw that, it's a Dig and Lush and a Rush. It's very, 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 very important. That's why, Rabbi Osai, you open up the Shulchan Aruch in all the Torah. Start the Torah with the Rosh's son. It's always fair to start with him, right? You should start with the Torah as being the son of the Holy Rosh. Take a look. you see the tour. Have no ezer. Lichos ksuvis. Kuv tesvav. It's on the Makoros. It's Shulchan Aruch is. Oh, it's even the tourists. Look at that. Okay. Watch. Lulus the ksuva. Oh, that's Moshe. What's that's Moshe? Machi also shena ma'usar. Dam Caleb. Okay. Give the examples how it happened. Or Nida. All these things. What? Good, fine. Beizel das Yehudis. Yosef Rosha Perua. Rosha Perua. And he goes to details. So I saw the Mepharshim arrest. Where's that? Why did he mention the fact that there's a concept of Das Moshe when Rosha Perua Bishuk? Why did the Torah mention it? Don't even die from that. That the Rosh denies is an Isa Daraisa. To which I say it's not true. The Rosh can hold an Isa Daraisa. Torah can hold an Isa Daraisa. However, not every Isa Daraisa is included in Das Moshe. You wonder why didn't there a Torah in Sif Aleph, the beginning, mentioned in Das Moshe, Rosh and Peru Bishuk? No, I'm answering. The Torah is following his father, the Rosh. She's not Makshilo, so it's not called Das Moshe. So why did he mention that it's called Das Yehudis? Because it's worse than Das Yehudis. It's Ksiva. So he didn't mention it. Why should the Torah mention it? It's a cheder over here. Give me a Pesach Halacha. Pesach Halacha, obviously, if it's going to lose the Ksuba with a lesser violation of Das Yehudis, Rosha Perua, a little bit in the Shuk, a little bit in the Mavi, a little bit half covered, all that kind of stuff. This the Kavachomer, she loses the Ksuba in a case in which what the Gemara calls Doraisa, but it's not called Das Moshe. If I'm saying, I'm trying to blunt the proof, a whole Taran pages, ink, why the Torah omitted the word Das Moshe, he omitted Rosha Perua Bishuk from the category of Das Moshe. See, it's not. It's not a Doraisa Shad. Who said? It's a Doraisa Shad. It's not Das Moshe. Not Machshir Lasso. So it's never pushed that way. That's the Pshat in the Torah, following his father, the Rosh. She goes with her hair and comes in the street. She's like, Eimachol is a service. You will lose the Ksuba. So why do you lose the Ksuba if you go with your head completely uncovered in the street? A Kavachomer from going with half uncovered in the marketplace, in the Mavoi. Because the Chatzifusa, Shashnus, that's why. That means never push it that way. Yes?
Sorry, two questions. One is that if she was Makshil in the Dirabonam, there would also not be Das Moshe.
If she's Makshil him in the Dirabonam, good question. The Rambam's case seems to be the Raisis, correct?
All the cases brought seem to be the Raisis, but just based off of a logic of being Makshil, it seems like it should also be. But then we combine.
Pashas should be the Rabbanon too? Right. The Rabbanon too. Now, of course, if it's the Rabbanon, it's very possible that the technical term that's Moshe may not apply to the Rashi, but lo ksivu.
Right.
Maybe. Yes.
Do you say that being a Makshil someone to be over on a Dirabanan is a violation of the Doraisa then?
Could be flipped to even a Doraisa. That's also true. It's also true. But that's a little Taiva Shaila, not an Ishus Shaila. Let's get to the Rambam Hilchos Ishus and see what he says about this very point. Rambam Hilchos Ishus talks about this very idea in Perek Chav Dalet. He goes against the Torah, against the Rosh. So it appears. Eilu ein dvar mishim osos echad mehem mehem arba das Moshe. Yotze b'shuk v'seher Rosh ha-Golui. Number one. By the way, the Rambam says it is Das Moshe. Why? She's not Machshalim. Let me tell you what I think the Pshat is as follows. Really, it's because of the Chutzpah Shabo, as the Rosh said, Kavachomer from Das Yehudis. Except since it's found in the Torah, the parts of Rosh Isha, it's counted as a Das Moshe. The Rambam will agree with the Rosh. If she eats treif on her own, it's not a, she doesn't lose a Ksuba. But here, he loses the ksuba as a kavachomer from the Das Yudis. But he puts it into the category of Das Moshe. Why? Because it's found in the Chumash, parts of Rosh Hashanah. Found in Chumash, parts of Rosh Hashanah. But he agrees in principle with the Rosh that Das Moshe, if she eats treif, is not a problem. And the Beit Shir shouldn't be a problem either. It's really the Das Yehudis with the Chutzpah and the Chashash Dus. But, since it's the Rebbe's in the Torah, that's why he calls it Das Moshe. That's my best try I could come up with in the Rambam. It's the Chashash Dus, as the Rosh said. But if it's found as a Rebbe's in the Torah, it's considered to be, in point of fact, Das Moshe. Now, is it really a derisive mode of the Rambam? Take a look in what some of the sources say about this very critical question. I'm looking for the Truma Sadesha. Where would I find it? Is it here? I don't know where I find it.
I think it's in Shut.
Shut? On the Shut? Okay. Shut, Truma Sadesha. Okay. Yeah, we've shown them. Achronim is sort of in between. You know which one? Try Achronim first. That was the one we tried to show. Yeah, Shut. No, Truma said, go over it. Oops. Let's try to show him. Whoa. Can't be the same place. What happened?
Scroll down to the bottom here.
I went back to Rachwa. Oh, it was in Rishon. What happened? Rishon. I was here. Chuba Sadesha. Okay. He was on the borderline at the Talmud of the Ma'aril. I guess you can call it Rishonim. It's just to the end of the Tkufas of Rishonim. And see what he says about the Rambam's opinion. He's an authority in Chuba Sadesha. Rambam quotes from every page. By Yichud. So by Yichud. Is Yichud really prohibited by the Raisa? By the Lashon, Yichud is the Raisa, the expression of the Sugya Sashas. Oh. Yichud is as follows. Watch this. Shu and Sajjah writes like this. When it comes to Yichud. He's quoting the Rambam as the authority holds that both Yichud and Priyas Rosh is not really Doraisa. No, not an Issa Doraisa at all. I it's called Das Moshe. I it's called Doraisa. That means it's found in its Ksiva. It's Ksiva. That's what the Truma Sadesha is saying. This amazing. He says it's the Hiris Midrabanan. Kidemuchach v'Lashona. Let's take a look on Lashona and see what it says. Let's go back to the Rambam. See what the Rambam says. This Rambam is, I believe, on the Maram Komos as well. Take a look. Lo yahalchu benos Yisrael puri rosh b'shok achas penuya v'achas eshes ish.
Wait a minute, Rabbi Sachs.
The second half is Tzuri D'Rabbanan. The fact that he puts them together, Milishono, indicates it's D'Rabbanan. More than that, Achas Pnuya. The Rambam includes a Pnuya, a single woman. A single woman. Aisa D'Araisa. Whoa. That's hard to imagine. It must mean it's only Aisa D'Rabbanan. And we'll limit myself up. I called it Das Moshe. Here's the irony in the following Kiddush. The Rambam calls it Das Moshe, but it's only D'Rabbanan. And the Rosh will not call it Das Moshe, even though it's a D'Oraisa. It's not Machshava. These two terms are not, don't go together necessarily. Oh. But now, this Pnuya story made a lot of people crazy. Pnuya, a single woman, can't go in the hair uncovered? Are you kidding? So the Chelkos Mechokek was very bothered by this, and he just couldn't believe it's true. And therefore he had his own loop shot. We'll see soon, he's not the first, not the only one to say this shot. In Simon Chaf Aleph, where this Rambam is quoted verbatim, Echas Pnuya Bachadesh Sish, nah. Pnuya Ba'ula Komar. Aval Basula. What are you kidding? Basula? You can ask a Basula to go with the hair on top? It can't be. Why can't it be? Aminan, the Yotza Behinuma Varosha Perua. The Chenu Babach, Vayan Mordechai. So we saw the Gemara in Atetzvav, where the Gemara says that you can go out Varosha Perua. Even though, according to the simple pshat of the Rambam, a single woman can't do that, so it's against enough in the Mishnah. Rambam can't be a Tobit by Mishnah. That's Raya number one, right? Psul Yatsim Rufruah. Raya number two, the Bach said the same thing. V'ayin v'mordechai. He makes reference to a Mordechai. Okay. So, since when Rambam has hold of the Mordechai is, Rabbo say, found the Baruch of Simon Pei, that the Basula, there's no problem. It's on the Rambam cover. Let's take a look. I don't know if you saw it yet. Where are we in? Are we showing it? Mordechai. Brachas. Perek, Misha Mesa. Third parrot. Simon Pei. Here we are. Next, Pei. Here we go. Kolad Vorm, she's kind of the man of the Arab, Dafka Badova, Shane Regilis, the Egolos. Abba Basula, her Regila, Begilisar, Lochashir, the Lekka here, Chanaf and the Mordechai. So how can the Rambam say Fakert? Must be. It says Pnuya must mean what? A non-Besula. That's the Chalkos Mechokek said. It can't possibly mean a Besula because it's going against the Mordechai. Now why can Rambam go against the Mordechai? Why is he Meshubah to the Mordechai? That's what he says. Alright, everyone with the Chalkos. But he arrived after Tzvav. It was interesting when he quotes the Bach, okay? So let's take a look and see the Bach. Where were we? Where are we? To Mepharshei HaTorah. The Bach. What do he have to say? In Eben Ezer. Confess, it's not in the Marma Kurtz. Okay, but let's see it anyway. Okay. Quotes the Mordechai, calls to Rav Yoh. And therefore what? He said it can't possibly meet Sarach Lomar, the Bepnuya Ba'ula Kamar. How about Besul Zenon Azar? So the Bechok was already anticipated by the Bach. The Bach may be the first source that we have who interprets the Rambam. Pnuya means an Isha, a Ba'ula, as opposed to a Besul. So the Bach said what the Bechok said. That he quotes the Bach. He quotes the Bach. Fine. Now, good question. Good question. Why should the Bula be any different? So, one can suggest that a Bula is like an Eishes Ish in that sense. And therefore, she's like an Eishes Ish, so we have to be mapped for her too. Even though it's not the same, literally. Perhaps it's giving you a suggestion. A suggestion. Yes?
Is it possible maybe for a Kohen, since a Kohen can, so that way he has
a Kohen? No, Kohen's allowed to marry a Bula of Israel, and that's a Bula Goy. No.
In other words, mm-hmm.
Now, so we have the following Shaila. Back to Siman Chaf Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. How do I get there? Well, we're in Shulchan Aruch Chaf Aleph, we never got there yet. We're in Chalkis Mechokek. We'll do that. We'll go back to the links. Back to Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now, once we're in Shulchan Aruch, back to links. Taz. Taz. Important Taz. I have a Taz which is not here. Ad Kan Choser. Oh. Bar Ilan is living in old times before we discovered the original part of the Taz. I'm upset now. I'll read you the Taz. Go back to the old fashioned way of reading. I'm reading what's called here Ad Kan Choser. So, bad. Bar Ilan is so much like a grammar letter. They should update their computer. I put it in my Makomus, Simcha Chaval. No, I didn't put it in my Makomus. I guess I didn't put it if you didn't have it. Very long, whatever. I read it to you. Simcha Chaval for Bosai.
I also have
a Makan Chaser. You have a Makan Chaser, and you're. See, I have the more fancy. I have a fancy Shulchan Aruch. We'll see if I have it. Yeah. Yes, I do. Achas Pim Achas Eishes Ish. There's an Aris on the side. Because it comes from the later edition, some of that. Ein bichlal zeh pnuya besula. The regila megili seir because of a morachai. Simen pei. Kosa b'hagos min hagim. Echad yaholich in bito akala v'achosin al chasin lebakom acher. V'achosin misyarish lo yitnu oso sham akala v'kidish oso kan. Only Kiddushin, not Nisuin. Arusa, Kudesh, it's not in the Suwa. V'hitzrich maharan shetechas esro sheracha Kiddushin. V'chein ochiach ochiach godol Rav Yitzchak Alevi b'tshuva chelegal esemetes sh'arusa tzorach lechas esro sheracha v'din tzorach in the Suwa in Yisro the Spala Kenegdom. Wow. We know based on the Mordechai only a married woman has to cover her hair. How married is married? Erisin, Kiddushin, or only Nisuin? Passes to Ria Levi, the Taz's older brother, from Erisin. And this Maharan, whoever he is, quoting that Gosman Hogan, passes him exactly the same way. Frege Hakasha, Gavaldi Hakasha. It's against the Gemara. Against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says what? Here's a woman who's Arusa. We're taking her from to the Makom HaNisuin, and she's gone, Rosh Perua. So the Chelkos Mechol can prove from that Gemara that says Vavim Ibeis, that a woman who's single need not cover her hair. Excuse me, she's not single. She's already had her hair 12 months earlier. So how can she uncover her hair? Ribbono Shel Olam. It has to be some kind of a special dispensation. A special dispensation. And as a matter of fact, the Riha Levi seems to hold that way. I wonder if we can get Shuk Riha Levi. I wonder if we can get it. I wonder if they have it in Bar Ilan. Not that well known. Let's take a look. And how would I find it? Under Rabbeinu? Yes. Rav. Ranach, Rav Palin, Rabbein Elio, Rav Salashka. Goes in alphabetical order? Nope. Not the problem. We don't have it. We don't have it. But that's what the Taz quotes it. You never going to have the Taz because you have an early edition. Okay? That's what he says. A special dispensation. Rabosai, what's it telling me? It's a special dispensation in order to prove that she's a basula. I can refute the proof of the Chelkos Machlokes. The Chelkos Machlokes proof that there's a limit base. That a basula need not go with a head covering. No! A basula has to go with a head covering. They took off a covering just in order to march her to the base HaKosin, the base Nisuin. Just as we know that once she had an Aresin, she certainly has to cover it according to the real Levi and the Maran, and they still take it off to demonstrate that she's a psula. How do you like that? How do you like that? Amazing. Since I don't have the real Levi, I'll read it to you from the Alter Apostolim, okay? Simon Chav Aleph, Sivkotin Chav Zayin, Os Aleph. I'll read it to you. Here we go. Arusa, could she uncover her hair? So the Shukriya Levi, the brother of the Taz. Mutter, why should it be Mutter? Based upon the Gemara we just had on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. What could be more clear than that? As clear as anything. Right? So it would appear. Mm-hmm. Oh. Look at the Bar Hatev over here. You do have, well, I don't have it in front of you. Quotes the Chavis Yor says, you have the Kiddush to cover over here, and Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, Acham Shalataz. Okay. Watch this. He quotes a riot smutter from Reish Perig Bezik Subis. Yesh Eidim Shiyotim Rosh Pinu Rosh Peruach Tzibos HaMasayim Umashad Vimei Abaf Shoy Sey Rusa Koyim Shin Nechatol Chupo Tzibos Rosh Vien Lomar Blow It Tiru Tzibos Rosh Ela Bishas HaNisuin Kidei Shiyah Lem Simen Shiyah Besula Toyah Lem Simon HaMachayim Amun Torah Kibu Bishas Shom Ela Vare Nesharia. That's how he starts off. Abo Be'emes Abo Be'emes Zeno. What did Rashi say? Let's open to the Rashi. Open the Gemara, boss. I guess you can see this. Tez Vavim Beis. Open up, please. Tez Vavim Beis, please. Open up, see what it says. Rashi says, in Yesh Eidin Al Nisuel. She yotzes be based on the base pala be numa. The Gemara Mefarish, the Rosh Perua. She sora al kse feho. Sora al kse feho. Says a Yitzchak Halevi. Vekachi noga tozi as a basula be based on the base pala and. Shmamina, the bechol shas erisin usur. Elakeman should nagul the galas sas saros al sefer. The chen shalcha rak pamachas the base of via below his cardinal priestess. Ain't iser. Wow, a raya fakert. Quote to Rashba, Simitovkuf ayin hey. Lohavi averes al das moshe, but prior throsh. Hekash also rak bakroi pamachas. Kitzer, go to Gemara and Sota Chav Dalet. If the Rav that a Rusa does not drink the Meis Sota, because it says Tachas Ishev, Hepiklei Uporas Rosh Isha VaRusa Prua VaOmedes, Elavade Af Rusa Asura the Prius Rosh. That's his other Raya, Rav Osai. What's Chiddush Nifla Menora? I wouldn't have said that way. I would have said that a pnuy has to cover here. Why only a rooster? Go further than that. In any event, once you said the Yiriska Levi has a special dispensation for this particular event to show she's a basula, you have no right on the hokel when it comes to pnuy either. As a matter of fact, in Tayman, in Yemen, until they were thrown out in 1948, single women covered their hair. It's a fact. There's plenty of pictures to prove it. Single women, yes. What about in the sandbox? I think they started at 12. Bas Mitzvah, remember. Yeah, I'm not kidding. They covered their hair. Check it out. I'm sure you can go on, I'm sure you can find it in one of your search engines. Find a thing for tomorrow Shia. The women in Tayman before, when they were single, covered the hair based upon the Rambam. The Poshim Shat, the Rambam, is that Penuya means a Penuya. As a matter of fact, on that Shulchan Aruch, which we just came from before. Okay? So we said over here, Achas Penuya, Vachas Eshes Ish, says the Gura, I think it's the Gura. We do come out of Bnos Yisrael, Lo Kamal Isha, Al Gemara, that Ayin Beis and an Aleph. Didn't say Isha. Isha means a married woman, a missus, you know, if you will. Bnos Yisrael means a girl. Bnos Yisrael is a Purus Yisrael. She's single. So that's a girl. Not so posh. Now, of course, this is not the Minig Yisrael as you well imagine. The Minig Yisrael is to be Mekil. Not only the Bach and the Chelkis Mechokek, but others say it as well. Who else says it as well? Who else says it? The Beishmul is Mekel as well. Sivkot Nei, Pnuya. Haino Almona Ogrusha. Whoa! Didn't say the same as the Chelkis Mechokek. What did the Chelkis Mechokek say? Be'ula. She was a single Be'ula. He says, no, a widow or divorcee. I'm a basula mutter. Period. Interesting. Do they all agree with each other? What do you say? What do you say about a ba'ula? You require to buy a ba'ula too? Do you say that? Go to the Beis Shmuel. Let's try Pesachit Shuvah. Close windows. Let's start closing windows. Check, okay?
Yeah.
Close all these windows, okay? One, two, three, four. Close a bunch of windows since you have a little breathing space. Now, I want to do now. Back to Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Let me do links. Links. Pesachit Shuvah. He discusses this explicitly. Achas Penuya, Haino Amona. Okay? Amona. Okay? Amona. So the question about Amona, what about a Be'ula? He says, no. Mashkata Behetiv, Haino Amona, O Grusha, O Be'ula. That's what Behetiv says. Lashon Zemavua de Beula Biznus Kamar. Hanukash was Yaakov Shevet the Kamon. Ach Bemes Lo Hetik Karoi. From the Nogat Elu Gil Yachat. Kilish Lashon Lo Is Kuskum Bemoka Mecha. The Bach. The Chalkos Mechoke Lo Huska Ramona Gusha Rak Beula. Uwe Beishmua Lo Huska Beula Ramona Gusha. But Vada de Medivre Beishmua Masha de Beula from New Yorkshire Zinsa. Ein Isser. Vichain Medayak Midvarev. Harpi Megodem Barachayim Shom. And he wants to say further than that. Even the Bach and the Chalkos Mechoke who said Beula, Yishlomar, the Kavanosam Navi Beula, they Nisuin. Amon Agushim and Nisuin. Lafukim and Aresin, the low. Are they Snus? Yishlomar, they Nisuin, the Prius Rosh. Quotes his grandfather. Panamira says that way. And there was a Besula Shanivala, Beratza Harav, Luchofo Shetakasa Rosh, but Sniff. Masa ain't lochav also. No, they're not required to make a cover her hair. She's the beula. That's a machlokas haposkim. A machlokas haposkim. Okay, interesting. Comes along the double meravava. The double meravava. I hope it's here in links. We'll see. Yes, double meravava. Watch this. Yafe kibnu achelkos mechokos rabbi shmuel dahinu amon agusha uvidivei ayushami perik beis eksubis tov aloch aleph v'rosh ha-perua v'chosh loma ha-shem ha-besulim en ha-nisuin hi oh, ish the besulim ha-nisuin and therefore the fact that rosh ha-perua how do you know that she's entitled to 200 it's also meres besulim en ha-nisuin ein ha-yosef rosh ha-perua ain't shah but if she could then she'd be getting 200 illicitly. V'gam yisham raya, v'gam ba'ula, afilu lo nises, adayin klal, ein erashoy, so to the pura rosh. Why? Sharisham yisham, shema mukas eitzi. Tamach lokas, so that you get 100, 200. Answer the Yerushalmi, k'rab meir, tamak subasa masayim. Mukas eitzi, subasa masayim. V'koshe, Akati Shema Ba'ulahi! Alavadai de Ba'ula Asura Latis Rosha Perua. Boom! Against the Pitzchei Tshuva! So writes the Dogma Merivava, based on the Yerushalmi. Is there any way out of this proof? There's one way out. That Mukas 8 we're worried about because Mukas 8 is somewhat common. Today it's certainly common. When the girls are biking and they're hiking, I don't know what they're doing, they're mountain climbing. And many, many single girls, when they get married, there's no more damsel. This is discussed over here in Otsar Poskim in Sivkotan Chav Vav Os Beis. This question comes up over there. Quotes a dog on their revolver. And the footnote, he quotes, Tziyev Yerushalayim, not Yerushalmi. Not a riot. Why? Somewhere it says here, oh, here it is, in the same footnote. He says like this, Ksubas taf lamed vavam ed beis, kulu chavute mechavten. Toys says in Ksubas taf tes, demai taima mukas eit shchiach. So mukas eit is shchiach, based on the toys. So Mr. Bonsai, you want to look it up? Tes of ed beis, take a look. Do a maskal e at the end. Give a look. This is Testament Bays at the end of the Masal E. What does it say? The Re says, Mukas Eitz Lo Shriach. Oh, the Amrina, the Flamin Vav, Kul Nami Chavut de Bechavtan, Libri Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua Hold, Bechavtan, etc., etc. He Hold Chavut Lo Shriach, but it's a Machlok, as according to many poskim, it is Shriach. That's the Gemara Flamin Vav. Whereas, Zuz is lo shliach. Is that really true? Hilu na bezem and alf. You know what's true in real fact in Tav Shinayin. Hey, you got out, it's another embarrassment. But Tosa She'im at the end says, Chosha filu znus, af al gav the lo shliach. Last three words, Tosa She'im and abezem and alf. So behold, that znus is lo shliach and chavah and mukha netz shliach, and the proof of the Dagon Merava has been effectively refuted. It's a little complicated. Yes, Shem, not Shliach. And Rabosai, there is a Sifri in Parshas Noso. Let's even get that here. Sifras Chazal. Midrashi Halacha. Sifri Bamidbar. I guess this is it, right? Parshas Noso. No. How am I going to find this one? Oh boy. Maybe here they give you a number. He quotes it, but doesn't tell you a number. But you have to get. How am I going to guess which one it is? How many piskas are there in Parshas Noso?
Whoa.
58. Who wants to guess where Sota is? I'll guess 20. You guess? Oh, I'm here. This is Sota, but I should go for a little bit earlier. Nine in Chumash. I should know Chumash for our pair, right? Shouldn't we all? We are the Pesukim and Chumash in order to be able to get the right thrush. Parashat Nasa, the whole Parashat Sota, the lengthy Parashat. I'm looking forward to Parashat Rosh Isha as explicated by the Sifri. Here we go. The next pasuk. I think that was close. Okay, where were we? We were in Yud. Let's try it out. Say before? Yud Aleph? Poras Oshisha, we got it. Okay? We got it. So he quotes over here the lashon of the Sifri as follows. Limeid. Where? Limeid al benos Yisrael shen mechasas roshayim al pi shen ray ledover zeche ledover. Patikak Tamar Efer al Rosha. Shmuel Beis Yud Gimel Yud Tes. Whoever learned Shmuel Beis over here? What happened with this poor Tamar? What happened to him? I guess we press the green, we'll be able to get educated in Tanakh. Maybe. Well, let's go back. Okay. What happened over here? Lo'ova l'shmuel b'kola. I'm known his name was. Vayechzak mimena, vayaneo, vayishkav also. No marriage over here. She was never married. She was violated by her brother. And he hated her. Vayisneo, amnon v'sinog lo mo, ki gdol ha-sino asher sneo, me'avo asher ahevo. And he threw her out, kubilei. This bum. He violates his sister, says, get out of here. I hate you. What did she do? She covered her head. So you see, it's your right from here, the Sifri, that even though she was never married, you have to cover her hair?
Doesn't seem like those covered hair.
Oh, very good. Was it really covered?
And that's clearly not like one of the general cases.
Why? Bula. 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 She obviously was a Bula. That's the proof. Oh, yeah. Okay. The other things that happened as well. That's the proof. One second. That's the proof. However, it seems to me that we can refute this proof by looking at the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva, we said before, said only an almana does not apply to a ba'ula. They didn't copy properly, etc. Watch. What happened? There's Nivala, and they wanted to force her to cover her. No, can't force her. Oh, but here, came in the Spar Sanchez Zinsa, Komashiyasala Ksuba Midatu, which is Yodel Osif. I, behold, the Nagul, the Chasas Rosha, Osim Litovasa. We do her a favor to cover her after Znus. Why? Shlotia Charufa Gdufalachal over Orach, Shayirosa Kresa Ben Shineo. Vieda Shazinsa. She's pregnant. Without her hair covered, that makes her into a bad lady. So she'll cover her hair. The people who won't know better will think she's married. So too, what did Tamar do? Why did Tamar cover her hair? Why? Obviously, the reason why she wanted to do it. Why'd she do it? Why? Vatele Holoch Uzaka. She puts her head on her head. She's screaming. And Avshalom says, Ha'amna Nachicha Yahimach. I'll take care of it. I'll get rid of him. When you talk to him, etc., he does Tamar Choso, etc., at the end of the day, took care of it. We're not going to let that program right now. All the intricacies of the first family in David HaMelech's time. Not pleasant stories. In any event, she wanted to publicize it. She wanted that people should know what a bum Amnon was. The same as the Pesachei Tshuva. She wants to, people should know, not should know that she's pregnant. You're not going to force her. In any event, Rabbi Osai, a Pnuya Minig Yisrael is that we do not cover the hair, notwithstanding the simple pshat in the Rambam. And this is quoted just since we're learning Ebenezer, we should take a look and see in the Mefarshim on the Ebenezer, Pesachei Tshuva, Ebenezer. Okay, what happened over here? She was divorced, a hint of hair. Watch. Kitzur in Pesachei Tshuva, it says somewhere or other, not coming up here, that the minig is, excuse me, the wrong sukkah, that's why. Yesh the fact makim zeh noag v'ha'idna levi ha'minig v'dinoseinu shanesuos nikoros v'mabusheim shapsulos holchos pruos rosh v'nesuos rosheim nuchusos. Stop. That's the minig we have. I don't have to show it to you. It's obvious. Yet, Rabbi Osai, there were those who were bothered by the Rambam. The Rambam said, Penuya. Penuya sounds like a single woman. It's the famous Rabbi Osai, the Magen Avraham, world famous Magen Avraham. It's alluded to here. I want to show you in the original. In Siman Ayin Hey. The Magen Avraham writes as follows. Watch this. Psulo Shadaka, what do you mean? Says in Ebenezer, those what Achas Penuyos. Rambam. Ksubas Reish Perik Beis, Yod Sabinu Rosh Perua. Sabinu Rosh Perua. The Dochak Loma, the Penuyos, the Katana Animal Mona. Come on. Can have a little bit of the forage. Vyesh Loma, an amazing Magen Avraham. And certain Hasidic circles, they follow this Magen Avraham. The prua rosh tiksiv ben ezer hainu shesosros klios saron vahohos peshuk. Unbraided hair. The zelser afil b'pnuya. The chen pirish rashi parshas naso alopara rosh isha. That she gets her hair to be wild, unbraided. So pnuya may not go with unbraided hair. You ever seen a chassidim? They won't go with unbraided hair. You ever seen that? Chassidic circles? They always braid. Have you noticed that? My real chassidim. They braid their hair. This is Mother Avraham. Yes?
Isn't there also a thing two braids means you're single, one braid means you're engaged?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not engaged. Wow.
Not engaged.
Which way?
Oh,
in Shidduchim means?
You're ready for Shidduchim.
That means one braid or two braids?
I have a custom made for me.
Which way? Which way?
I think.
Which way? One way or the other? Changes?
One way or the other. I think it's two braids, you're Nuya.
And one braid, you're in Shidduchim.
You're in the
Parsha.
In the Parsha.
In the Parsha. I guess you have to know. Okay, you haven't got an answer. I'm in the Parsha. I mean, I'll go back from two braids to one braid.
But then you have to look at her hair in order to
determine. Exactly. I want to see how good looking her hair is after she's in the Parsha.
Like an oxymoron.
All right, whatever it is. Watch this. Whoa, hold on. We call them Tzarech Lomar, the Pnuyah Lomitzu Midaraisa. This can't be a Daraisa. The Yim Tem, Oma the Kroh, Ari Dabba Pnuyah, Im Ken Gambigili Arosh, Te Asur Lelech. Then a single girl should be like a Taman. Have to cover her hair. Dimei Hocha, Yalfina, Miksumas, Perek Zayim, Shlote Lach, Lemnos, Yisrael, Begili Arosh. Can't be. El HaKarcha, Kroh, Lo Ari, Bipnuyah. The Pasuk itself is going on only married women. Rashan Vida, Sneer, Seel, Psulos, Shlo Lelech, Kain. Even the Psula shouldn't go with ungraded hair. So writes the Magen Avraham, Rabosai. Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash.
Sounds from Rashi and Chumash.
Yeah, Rashi and Chumash, and Parashas Naso. Oh, we do the Rashi. We're on Tanakh. Oh, where's Farsha? I have to waste another tab?
No.
I'm going to run out of space.
You don't need to.
How do I do it?
That's
it. Bamidbar.
Here, if you
scroll
down.
Scroll down. Farshi Tanakh. Oh, the Farshi Tanakh. See, you're smarter than I am. Rashi doesn't mean count as the Farshi Tanakh. What's alphabetic? Okay, Rashi should be number one. Okay. Rashi, Bamidbar. With the Perek. Hey. Take a look. Here we go. The Paras Rosh Isha. Where's the Rashi? Here we go. So Sarah's Kliya Sarah. Kliya Levazosa. He does say, Rashi does say it. But look at how Rashi ends. Mikan of Nos Yisrael. Shegili Arosh Gnar Lev. Tach Hastira Rashi Menei Obey. He starts off with Stiras Kliya Rosha. Sarah. Over here is completely wild. Then he ends. It's just uncovered. A bit of a problem with this Rashi.
Maybe also isn't this pasuk? It's talking about a married woman. This pasuk is a married woman.
Of course, a married woman.
Right. So how do we learn that?
I don't know. You're right. You are correct. Correct. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch never mentioned two dinim of the Magen Avraham. It's almost impossible to imagine it. Almost impossible. So, as a matter of fact. On this Magen Avraham, there's a Machzis HaShekel. See what he says. Let's read it word for word. Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say Pnuyas and Kadi Gili Rosh. No, it's astonishing. It's a Psula. Dochak to say that it means an Amona, which is what the Bach said. Rashi Parshas Noso. I could have stayed myself. No, it's a contradiction. As you said. Udvar basmachta. Al kaponim. Kalafir magan Avram. Al kaponim gam besula asur beprias rosh hayna kliya star besusarim. Can I die in kasha? Mehoda im yotze v'inuma. The Pirish Rashi reish perik isha shinas armala. Rosha prusha sara al ksefa. Hayna kliya sasa sura. Chen aminik. It's wild. It's all out. So what did the magan Avram gain? Asked the machtes hashekel. Comes along, I don't know how many links I can get over here to this. Let's go back to Magen Avraham for a minute. What other links they may be to Magen Avraham? Are there any other links? Only the Shulchan Aruch. Go back where we came from. Eat everything. Okay, we have some breathing space. Where are we? What is this? No, I'm an I and hey. I have to go, look, I have to go. I have to go through this hoops. I have to go here. Then I have to go here. I have to go here. And I have to try again. Links. And after all this, it's not here. I'm really upset. I went all this for nothing. The Yad Ephraim. It's on the Mar Makovashi, I'm quite sure. Is it? Yes. You don't have it. I'll read it to you the old-fashioned way. The Yad Ephraim is in Or HaChaim, Simon Ayin Hei. Go commenting on this, Mama Nevro. Quite a remarkable comment. I'd love to show it to you, but I don't have a way to do it unless I start with other... I'll read it to you. Oh. The Magen Avraham has the kasha. L'chor lo kasha midi. Shehacha sherot alikwas kriyashma demari bebayis al b'chotzer ein isur kemoshe kasa. Whoa. Unbelievable. He's saying, what's going on over here? Seya shalisha shedak al chasol so osetikos kenegdo besulo shedak al nefret pruas rosh. His mother, you know where? In the house. A single woman can go with her hair uncovered in the house, but in the street, she has to cover her hair. Wow. So if Loma did Sphirle, then can I feel in the Suanami? No, it wasn't like that. And even in the Suanami, should also be mother in the house. Ella Korcha. Came and should dark on the Chasos and Bishuk. Shuv af bechaz and begriyavel in Krishna. That's what I would have said. This teretz not going to work. Can't get this teretz. Then the sewer should also be put there in the house. B'shuvuk shemashiyot tzibinu v'v'dushem olachas kachri bayis beis avi ala beis baylo. V'yisr af b'psula imkein af mechaz ala chaz v'derech mavi yonsa k'dizir amalek supas avayim beis. Y'all zet teretz about what I brought with this teretz. She's completely unbraided. That's not a mean as sneer seen by a psulim. What is it called? Sodan Abches, Upara Rosha, Melamed Shesoseres Esara. Rashi explains, Marbe Begilu Shesoseres Kliosa. Ooh, I want to show you inside. At least I can show you. Sifus Chazal, Talmud Bavli, Soda. I'm going to help. Very, very important. We're going to have to finish this tomorrow. Let's just see what's going on over here. What happened over here? I lost it. Yeah. What am I going to say? Upar Rosh Isha. Enya Le Rosha Gufa Minayin Tamalaba Isha. Imke Matanul Upar Rosha. It says over there that they would not only was her hair uncovered, but even part of her body was uncovered. So the menavelim. So if you uncover her body, cover the chovy and uncover her hair, says the Gemara, a special drush to teach you. What? Shakoen Soser is Sarah. Not just he uncovers her hair, he actually makes her hair wild. Rashi? Rashi, you're about to say Rashi? 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 Upara? Chomakalash and Giluyu? Gufa Minayin, the Tamagalas Lima? Even her heart's exposed. So Sarasara, Marbe Bigiluya, Shesoser Kliosa. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Rashi. Wow. Marbe. Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. This is what the Yad Ephraim is quoting. He's quoting. Okay. Amazing. So what emerges from all this? What emerges from all this? We had the Master Shekel has these big kashas. Right? And we have the questions of the Yad Ephraim one more time. We're going to say as follows. I can't show it to you, unfortunately. Hosam Yosevi Numa Varosha Perua Avimikomakom Eino Soseres Kliyoso Elisha Ora Chasea Munach Alksefa. As Rashi says, you don't unbraid the hair completely, it's somewhat braided. But it comes down. Comes down to his shoulders. Comes down to his shoulders.
So it's mashma all these married women not only had their hair covered, but they were also braided.
Under the shetel?
Well, it's not like so.
No? I don't think so.
Well, what's going on?
The kids are, the Magen Avraham has a chiddush. I'll just repeat one from the Yad Ephraim since you don't have it. It's like this. You can't tell me that the Daraisa, that not only should the braiding be unbraiding be a problem, but even uncovering should be a problem. Because Upara tells you Gili as well. Upara Mechala Ashtar Rosh Mechusa. Haina Av Belos Tiras HaKliya Hoya Mechusa. The Pasha the Korban Prius Akisu Mari Rak the Ribuya Yalfinasar Sasar. And their brain is only a Ribuy. Okay, Gamab Suli Yalasa Begili Levad can't be. It must be, it's a Dinder Abonon, it's me the Sneus, Atka. We'll left a little bit hanging over here. We're a little bit stuck. Mishim, tomorrow, Rabosai, we'll discuss this issue. I want you to see, it's a very important Marabak for tomorrow, the Shiore Korban. It's on the first group of Marabakomas. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's found in every Yerushalmi. I think whether we can get it on our screen. Let's see. Before I let you go, I just want to know if I get it on the screen so we should know if it's for tomorrow. We have Sifrei Chazal. Do you have Talmud Yerushalmi? Is Talmud Yerushalmi here too? Vilna. I just wanted to just make my own knowledge. They have Shiori Korban on it. Whoa. I want the first Yerushalmi. How do I do that? No, they don't have a first Yerushalmi at all. That's how I pick Perek Zayin. Okay, I'll pick Perek Zayin and Yerushalmi. Good. Now I want links, right? Yes. Links. Yes! We have Shiori Korban. Okay. Baruch Hashem. But tomorrow we'll get to that. We'll see how this works.